Well, Coach, I know you're excited getting ready for the Region 9 tournament, wrapping up a regular season. Wow, it's been fun. But, hey, your girls don't want to stop there. You got all your postseason games are at home. You're ready to go. But what a regular season. This bunch was a ton of fun to coach for, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I mean, these ladies have worked so hard all year long. And just, you know, they you know, we talked about goals early along in the year. And obviously hosting's one. And, you know, we did beat the record for wins this year. And like a lot of people have asked me, you know, how are you going to be better than last year? And, you know, right now we're on pace to do that. So it's been a fun group of girls, like I said, and, you know, I think we're ready to go.
You've got obviously some of the region time teams you know very, very well. They're going to be wanting to do the same thing you are, advance on, and you can't let your guard down at any time against these teams, can you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Any team that's at this tournament can sneak up and beat you. And, you know, we have those conversations, you know, quite often. You know, we did all year. And, you know, our record shows we obviously played very well. You know, we're 30-2 in region. But, you know, like I said, these teams can sneak up on you. And we're ready to go. These girls are motivated. They're locked in.
And your depth. I mean, you could put, and we've talked about lineup cards and being tough to put a lineup card out there each and every game. And I'm sure it's still like that. You can pencil in anybody 1 through 9, and that'll work for you.
Yeah. Yep. Even the girls sitting on the bench, they're hyped up, ready to go. And it's like previous conversations, it's very challenging putting a lineup together because, you know, they're all competing so hard for that spot, and there's, you know, from some of the girls that are sitting on the bench, the difference isn't like huge. You know, they would start on a lot of teams, but they're still motivated. We have those conversations as well, but, you know, like I said, it's extremely tough, but we're ready to go.
I'm sure you're hoping the fans can come on out here over the next couple of days. That you love your fan support, pack the stands. That always adds a little bit more for the girls, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, last year we didn't have any local girls on the team, and we had tons of fan support. So I'm really excited to see what, you know, this weekend brings for us. And I think a lot of people will, you know, show up and cheer for us. I think we'll have a good turnout.
You're the hot team coming in, no question about it. But it was, you know, Southeast is right up there. Boy, they have a phenomenal year, 25-7. You know all about that team. That's a team you got to look out for, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Gary, great guy, great coach. Has done a phenomenal job this year, you know, kind of turning the program around, and especially his first year being, you know, Division I junior college, you know, right behind us in the standings. And just a great guy, too. I mean, we chat on a pretty regular basis, you know, weekly. So it's fun, you know, to pick his brain a little bit. He's been at the high school level for a long time, and then the transition to college, it can be challenging, but, you know, we chat quite often.
Well, finally, Mike, I know the one thing you're looking at this tournament being at home is the weather, and it looks like everything's clearing out, the rain, getting the fields dry, but after that, you got a couple of nice, sunny, 70-degree days on the way, which will be nice.
Yep, the field prep will be a little bit of work because we're going to work all three fields, get them ready so other teams can practice on those before their games. And it you know, it's going to be a long night tonight maybe, but, you know, once we get past this and have the fields ready to go, it'll be, you know, beautiful weather, and, you know, that's really looking forward for that.